the program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day on this Thursday morning. We're still considering questions we have received involving the Bible. We have a question today, again, and this question involves Acts 1:8. Here's what it says. Please explain Acts chapter 1, verse 8. What is this talking about here? Well, if we're going to explain that, I guess we need to read it first. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. All right. Sometimes I get a little weary of people not rightly dividing the word of truth. I mean, certain things are self-evident in this verse, and certain people make presumptuous claims that are not even theirs to make in reference to this verse. Let's ask some questions and get right into this verse trying to explain it. Question one, to whom is the Lord speaking here? Question two, what does it mean by witnesses? And question three, what does it mean by power? All right, number one, to whom is the Lord speaking here? We only have to go back to verse 2, and we can see as we go down there, he's talking to the apostles, those he selected. We find after his resurrection, it says he had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen in verse 2. He shows himself alive to them, often on for 40 days and nights. And then verse 4 says, and being assembled together with them, the apostles, commanded them to wait in Jerusalem for this coming of the Holy Spirit. And then verse 8 says, but ye, the apostles, shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. All right, the apostles were the ones who were told to wait for this coming power, and they were to wait in Jerusalem here. All right, what does it mean by witnesses then, as it says, when this power comes upon you, you shall be witnesses? I think we only have to turn to this first chapter, verse 21 and 22, and read the words of the Apostle Peter to see. You know, Judas has sinned. He's no longer with them. He's committed suicide. And so someone must be taken or chosen to replace Judas. And so Peter gives the qualifications in verse 22 and 20. Well, verse 22 is enough for us to read. He says, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. So the witnesses were those who had accompanied Jesus, they had been with him, and they had seen him in his resurrection. How presumptuous for people today to talk about being witnesses. This is being a witness like in court. I mean, we are eyewitnesses. We've been there. We've seen it. And if we have not been an eyewitness, what we have to say has no bearing in court. I know our Lord had said in the 15th chapter of John, talking about this coming of the Holy Spirit in this special, extraordinary way, in John 15, verse 26 and 27, talks about the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and what he will do. And in verse 27, and ye shall bear witness because ye have been with me from the beginning. So the people who were bearing witness were those who had been with Jesus from the beginning. See here, they were to bear witness. And of course, he says they would, when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, they would bear witness. He says the power of the Holy Spirit has come upon you. What is meant by that? Acts chapter 2, we see this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He's not talking about conversion. He's talking about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that the apostles received to qualify them to perform miracles. And in the second chapter of Acts, Peter says there in verse 32 and 33, says, this same Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. And then he says in verse 32, he has shed forth this Holy Spirit, which you see and hear. And then, of course, in verse 43, he says of this chapter, and fear came up on every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. See, they have the power. They are bearing witness. They have their testimony of one who has seen. And in verse 33 of the fourth chapter of Acts, it says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. So the apostles bore witness with this power that was theirs, and the Holy Spirit guided them into all truth, and they spoke of the resurrected Christ they had seen. How presumptuous to claim that we are bearing witness today when we were not even alive then. Thank you for listening today.